The Butler Center for Arkansas Studies is situated in the new Arkansas Studies Institute building amidst the vibrant River Market District at 401 President Clinton Avenue. The 70,000 square foot complex is a remarkable example of urban revitalization, interlocking two historic structures with one new one spanning three centuries into a glass brick Batesville sandstone, steel, and cast concrete architectural attraction. David Strickland directs the Butler Center, located on the top floor's west side. This Saturday morning, he gazes down on visitors through a long, narrow atrium as they wander beneath colorfully glazed metal mobiles.
And this is a very large Arkansas history complex. We think this is the largest freestanding building in Arkansas.
The Arkansas Humanities Council and UA Clinton School of Public Service are also based in this facility, located on the Central Arkansas Library System's main campus. The Butler Center is now 15 years old and was created through an endowment by the late Richard C. Butler Sr. for the purpose of promoting a greater understanding and appreciation of Arkansas history, literature, art, and culture.
The trust that Mr. Butler set up funds a nice portion of our work. Most of our budget, though, comes from the budget of the Central Arkansas Library System. Most of our staff, utilities, things like that are paid for by property taxes that the good citizens of Pulaski and Perry County pay that supports the Central Arkansas Library System, and so we have them to thank. But we also have the ability to issue revenue bonds and construction bonds, and so we've been really lucky with that. And in fact, the last bond-related election we had passed with 87% of the vote. So if you get 87% of people to agree on anything, that's pretty good.
David Strickland also pursues grants and sponsorships for special projects. But what else is remarkable about this archive is that Richard Butler and his spouse were avid Arkansas art collectors, and those things rotate onto display here. A scroll through previous and current exhibits on the website reveal a remarkable collection of artifacts, from quilts to historic Arkansas lithographs. Living artists from across the state in various configurations are also invited to show their work.
We're unusual in that a lot of organizations have an archive with a research room, but we also have five art galleries. Over the course of a year, we'll have more than 20 different shows in here. It's pretty invigorating.
David Strickland has led the Butler Center for the past 7 years.
I was teaching college history at Lyon College in Batesville. I was up there for about 10 years teaching U.S. history, and my predecessor in this job at the Butler Center was Tom Dillard, who left this job to go to Fayetteville and be in charge of special collections. He's just retired from that job at the university in Fayetteville, and so some people knew that I was interested in kind of the public history task, because before I did my PhD, I was a public historian for 15 years. We didn't really know that's what we were back then in the 70s and 80s. what public history is the engaging the out-of-school public with historical materials. So instead of teaching, you have university historians or academic historians and public historians. I often compare it to my wife's a clinical psychologist. So you have academic psychologists who teach psychology, and you have clinical psychologists who are practicing out in the community. So the public historians are kind of practicing historians. And so I was doing that for 15 years, then I taught full time for 10 years, and then this job opened and some people said, hey, you ought to take a look at that Butler Center job.
Strickland works closely with Bobby Roberts, head of the Central Arkansas Library System, whose vision, he said, is responsible for cultivating the relationship between the library and the University of Arkansas Little Rock History Department. The center's manuscripts, maps, and photographs collections are partially listed online, but they have tons of paper here. David Strickland takes us inside one of the vaults across from his office.
We're going into one of the closed stack areas for the manuscript storage, and this particular level has papers from Bill Clinton's pre-presidential period. We have his everything from his congressional campaign to his service as Attorney General and his service as governor of Arkansas and the 1992 presidential campaign.
The room is filled with compact, heavy, rolling metal shelves, 4 feet deep, 15 feet long, and 6 feet high, filled with marked boxes. Strickland turns a hand crank to easily slide several apart and walks down an aisle to a box.
We have the papers of D. Brown, and D. Brown was best known for having written Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, but we have a very large collection that his family donated to us. D. Brown has a strong connection to Little Rock. We have a D. Brown branch library. We have a D. Brown fellowship we award from time to time. And in fact, the memorial service when he died was in the main library here at Cowles. But here's a letter, for instance, that he got when he lived in Little Rock, 1991, from the American National Biography. And they're talking about reprinting some of his work. And so we have correspondence between D. Brown and his publishers, between him and Native American leaders.
D. Brown's personal papers are just one of 203 such collections here, a portion of it digitized and posted on the center's website, on subjects ranging from Arkansas agriculture to Arkansas women's studies.
We're definitely invested in paper. We have a lot of paper resources, a lot of materials people can come and actually hold in their hands. They might have to wear white gloves, but they can hold in their hands a letter somebody wrote in the 19th century. We have a vast collection of Civil War materials, a great collection of Civil War letters. And so it's a really multifaceted collection of print, and digital resources that we're very proud to share with the people of Arkansas.
One current notable exhibit is Making a Place, Jewish Experience in Arkansas, on display through June 23rd. We end the tour on a balcony overlooking the front entrance, two stories below, streaming with Saturday visitors.
Yeah, we're the public library, so anybody can use our materials. We don't require any special standing or qualifications, and so we have kids coming in working on History Day projects and PhD graduate students and faculty members and people doing work on books who come in here. Filmmakers, we have a lot of filmmakers, documentary filmmakers, and sometimes radio producers. but also we have a huge number of researchers who are doing family history. Our genealogy resources are fantastic. We have property and tax records for all 75 Arkansas counties. We have the vast numbers of genealogies that people have put together from their own families. So we have a lot of informal material such as that, but also government records, all the kinds of pension records that people have for military service and stuff. But we also have fantastic staff members who are, I get compliments every week from people who've used our facility and say, oh, your people are so helpful, they're so smart and so resourceful. And I always tell people, if you're looking for somebody in your family history, if our folks can't find them, they're in witness protection.
If you want to search a particular archive, do contact research staff at the center so they can better prepare for your coming. The Butler Center hosts annual genealogy conferences, publishes books, is raising money towards hosting its first music festival, and last but not least, operates the Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture, now in its sixth year, edited by Dr. Guy Lancaster, who continually updates with fresh entries. So now you have your summer assignment, explore the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.